Little recap, off and running with the wrestling season. I think you had two events. You had the, some duels to kick things off. Then you the Highland Invite. So let's talk about the Highland Invite first. Wow, that Saturday meet, second place by a couple of points. You were right in the thick of things throughout the day, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, we set some goals throughout the year just that we wanted to be top two teams in every tournament that we possibly can be. You know, obviously as we get down towards the end, things get a little bit tougher, but the kids set a goal that they wanted to beat Sutherland, you know, the defending state champs, and we came within 2.5 points of beating them, and we're still without a couple guys in some scoring spots. You know, like at 113, we had Micah Gerlach wrestling JV for us, which when he gets down to 106, that'll be another score, and then 138, we're open right now. We'll eventually fill that with our kid that won 145, which was Jacob Corbett, and then Cohen Grindle will slide into that 145 or Carter Haynes. And then Gabe Huntley kind of had an injury at the beginning of the year, and he'll be wrestling varsity for us too. So, yeah, really, really excited to see how we started the year. You know, the kids were hungry, and they really worked hard this offseason. This is, you know, in my 7 years as a head coach, this past offseason was the most that we've had kids wrestle, you know, over 350 matches this summer. And we had one kid that didn't play football, and he chose to go wrestle, and he's wrestling 6-7 matches a weekend. So, you know, you do that stuff, and it starts to pay off, and it showed, you know, for the first week. So we just hope to progress and get better and better and better and stay healthy.
And you had a lot of your weight classes looking at the result in track wrestling. You had a lot of the classes pretty much full, didn't you?
Yeah, we technically only filled 10, you know, on Friday at the tournament, but we were able to fill 12 at the duels just because we were, you know, we didn't take the JV matches. We just bumped some kids up. But yeah, the tournament, we wanted our kids to wrestle closer to the weight that they were rather than bumping up. So we were okay with, you know, having some JV kids just so our kids can get some confidence and get some wins. But yeah, no, we're excited. I mean, when you're able to fill anywhere from 11 to 13, 14 weight classes in Class D, you're going to be extremely competitive in the duels. And then you're going to be just as competitive in the tournaments because you have all those opportunities to score those team points, you know, at every single weight class.
I'm looking at his right. You had 5 or 6 champions on the day, didn't you?
Yeah, we actually had 7 kids in the finals. We had 4 champions. Like I said, Angel Rodriguez placed first for us at 113. Dirk Sayer placed first for us at 126. And then the 2 Corbett twins, Jacob got first at 145. Adam got first at 152, and then Micah Gerlach got second at 113 behind his teammate Angel, and then Cohen Grindle got third at 145 behind his teammate Jacob Corbett, and then at 160, Ty Stanton got third, and then Hunter Perk got second at 170, and Jordan Ruff got second at 220. So we had a heck of a day getting all those kids in the finals and medal rounds. You know, 9 medals. Coming home with 9 medals from your first tournament is an outstanding achievement.
I bet your kids can't wait for the next time you can see Sutherland. You're that close. You'd like to see him again, wouldn't you?
Yeah, our kids were really battling. You know, we duel them later in the year, and we do see them one more time in an actual tournament. So I'm sure our kids are just excited to get to that point. You know, hopefully we're healthy and we can have another good battle with them in the tournament, and then the duel would be just as good. So we're excited just to see where we can progress and, you know, just get better each and every week. And, you know, this week is there's going to be some excellent competition up north there at Twin Loop too. So we're excited for that.
And I'm sure you got some quality matches in that duels. Arapaho Loomis, I think, was that the teams involved in that one?
Yeah, Arapaho Loomis and Southwest, yep. There were some really good matches, you know. Southwest, unfortunately, only was able to wrestle 4 kids, but, you know, we matched up in 3 weight classes, and we had some good matches there. And then Arapaho, we matched up pretty well with them, had some good matches there. And actually, you know, some of our younger kids matched up with some of their younger kids at the bigger weight classes, which was really good just for both kids, you know, just to get mat time and not get out there and 20 seconds and get pinned. So even though we lost a couple there at our bigger weights at 182 and 195, it was just good to see that our young kids that are new to wrestling out there wrestling and wrestling somebody that's, you know, kind of their level of competition. And then Loomis Bertrand was very similar, you know, just pretty evenly matched at our bigger weights. And then, you know, in the middle and then in the lighter weights, they had a couple decent kids, you know, like Angel lost against a freshman, which it's the coach's son, Tyson Freeman. So it was good competition, and we need to see that, especially early. You know, we want confidence, but I don't want our kids to be overconfident at the same time, you know, because you got to get beat to get better in my eyes, so it's okay to lose.
Friday meet, as you touched on, over in Sargent, and you're expecting, I'm sure, a quality field of teams for this one.
Yeah, you know, Sargent always puts out some really good, you know, wrestlers, you know, that go down to the state tournament and, you know, compete at the highest level. You know, and Selma Myrna is going to be very good this year. Burwell always has some good wrestlers. Highline's there again. They got third at their tournament. Overton's got some solid kids. Ravenna's got some solid kids. South Loop, Twin Loop, Elgin Public, you know, Pope John. There's going to be some good wrestling there. You know, the expectation is to compete for, you know, those individual titles, and then hopefully we can get enough kids in the finals that we're right there for the team title. But you know, we're going to go in there, you know, not expecting to just walk all over these kids. We just want to be able to compete and do our best, and hopefully our kids will learn and get better. And if they get beat, you know, that they learn why did they get beat, how we can get better from those losses. Because, you know, nobody really cares who you beat in December. It's what matters is in February.